Some, just like I'm always asking devotees, when you come to the temple, at least that time, do you wear your traditional clothing? There's no need for pants and shirts here. So you may think, well, it's not a very big thing. And ultimately, it doesn't matter that much whether you wear pants. At least you're coming and hearing something about Krishna. But better, at least this time of the week, you wear your traditional dress and wear tila. Not going without tila. Everyone should wear tila. Even about 10 years ago, they used to make the Limca advert. Tamil Nadu, the land of tila. Now there's no Limca's finished, practically. Now it's all coke, right? And I don't know. I don't see the Limca adverts. Tilak, people not so much wear. So these very basic things. Don't eat this karmi food. Eat the food that Krishna likes to eat. Offer that to Krishna. Don't lose your culture. At least these basic things. Then the bigger part of the culture, establishing the whole culture. Actually, that requires, Prabhupada was talking about going to the land. If we're living in the cities, then it's very difficult to have this culture, which is favorable for Krishna consciousness. If we're living in the cities, doing some job, where is even the time for chanting Hare Krishna? I'm seeing people are using these clicking machines. Click, click, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, click, 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 Hare Krishna, click, click, click. Why should that be? I guess because people are rushing off to the office and they have to click. Hare, click, click, click. That's a click because there's no time to. Actually, even if you're going to the office, you can still use beads. Better than clicking. But I guess that's come. Actually, we first discovered these things. I'm the criminal who helped to discover these things. When we were in Bangladesh years ago, so going out on the streets, you couldn't use a bead band. Because that would be Muslim country, and they know what a bead bag is. Even if you wear these neck beads, they'll point you, even if you have kami clothes and no tila, say, Hindu, they'll point you out, because they know. The Muslims know also. But this shouldn't be required in India. You don't have to hide that you have bead bags. But I guess people are using it because they're somehow out there trying to fit 16 rounds in between working 16 hours a day and doing whatever else, or working 12 hours a day and spending 1.5 hours going, 1.5 hours coming. So somehow or other you have to sort of click, 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 click. What's the number? 1,700 and something. Okay. I clicked my rounds today. I finished clicking my rounds. So, but actually these things shouldn't be required. Aarti needs to be started. And started. We're over time. Okay, I'll finish here. Hare Krishna. This is called finishing. You want to announce it? Chapter 4, text 10. Does that mean as it is, as a direct translation? Chapter 4, text 10.
Nalavadhyayam. Slogam 10.
Nalavadhyayam. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya Bhaskara. Vita raga bhaya krodha nannaya mamukashritaha bhava jnana tapasa puta madhava madhataha. Vita raga bhaya krodha nannaya mamukashritaha bhava jnana tapasa puta madhava madhataha. So please read the word for word translation.
read the translation again.
Vannayam Shri Guru Shri Yatabharadamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sabhujatam Sahana Vishashitamaha Bhavam Jnana Tapasabhutana Paramanatamaha. Krishna states here that many people have come to him by becoming completely purified. However, there are various obstacles to be crossed over before one can come to Krishna. If one is too much attached to this material world, he cannot become attached to Krishna. If one is too much afraid of the concept of God, then one cannot come to Krishna. And if one is angry towards God, if he feels animosity towards God, then he cannot come to Krishna. So when a person is freed from too much material attachment, from fear of God or the impersonal concept of God, and from animosity towards God, then his faith in Krishna can begin. Too much attachment to this material world. Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada has analyzed in some little detail about these various material impediments to even beginning Krishna consciousness. Most people are too attached to this material world to take up Krishna consciousness very seriously. They may be a crore patty or a 100 rupee patty, but whatever it may be. But if one is too attached, one cannot become Krishna consciousness. It's not only attachment to money, it may be attachment to anything, attachment to family. Putradara grihadishu, Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, that one may be too much attached to family members and home and all these things. Manishtama manavishvanga putradara grihadishu. So it is expected that people have some attachment to their family members, but if one is so much absorbed in them that he cannot even begin to think of Krishna, then obviously he can't come to Krishna. Or one may be attached to some bad habits. So these are all obstacles on the path of taking up pure devotional service. Now here Prabhupada analyzes fear as being that which leads to an impersonal concept of God. That some people are not very attached to this material world, but they're also not attached to Krishna. And we'll find many saintly people in India who are actually very detached from this material world, but still not attached to Krishna. One famous example in Tamil Nadu was this Ramana Maharshi. Who was definitely very detached from this material world. He was living a life of detachment. And people respected him for that as a saintly person, son. But he wasn't attached to Krishna as a devotee. Now, Prabhupada analyzes here that this is actually due to fear.
இது வந்து பயத்தினுடைய காரணத்தினால
that people they want they take up spiritual life but they don't feel inclined to surrender to the personality of God and Krishna
மக்கள் வந்து ஆன்மீக வழியை மேற்கொள்றாங்க ஆனா அவங்க வந்து பகவான் ஒரு முழுமுதல் நபர் அப்படிங்கிற எண்ணத்துக்கு வர மாட்டேங்கிறாங்க
They may also be envious of the supremacy of Krishna.
அவங்க வந்து கிருஷ்ணனுடைய ஆதித்தத்துக்கு மேல பொறாமையும் கொண்டிருக்கிறாங்க
So they take up spiritual life but not bhakti to Krishna.
அவங்க வந்து ஆன்மீக வாழ்க்கை
but not Krishna bhakti.
அவங்க வந்து ஆன்மீக வாழ்க்கையை மேற்கொள்றாங்க ஆனா கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை பின்பற்றுவது இல்லை
which we understand from Gita is the topmost stage of spiritual life.
நாம கீதையிலிருந்து தெரிஞ்சுக்கிறோம் அந்த கிருஷ்ண பக்தி தான் மிக உயர்ந்த ஆன்மீக நிலை
That even if someone is very much detached from this material world, if they're not attached to Krishna, then their spiritual life is still very much incomplete. One who has not tasted the nectar of chanting Krishna's names, even they may be very detached from this material world, but they're missing the real nectar of spiritual life.
யாராவது ஒருத்தர் பகவானுடைய புனித நாமத்தை ஜபம் பண்ற அந்த ருசி அறியாதவங்களா இருந்தா அவங்க வந்து எவ்வளவு பெரிய பற்றற்ற மக்களா இருந்தாலும் அவங்களுடைய ஆன்மீக வாழ்க்கை முழுமையற்றதா இருக்குது
One who does not take pleasure in hearing about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, then however much detached they may be from this material world, they are missing the actual nectar of spiritual
யாராவது ஒருத்தர் எவ்வளவு பற்றற்ற தன்மையில இருந்தும் மகானுடைய அற்புதமான நிலைகள்ல கேட்கறதுல ஒரு ஆனந்தம் அடையாம இருந்தாங்க அப்படின்னா அவங்களுடைய ஆன்மீக வாழ்க்கையில வந்து ஒரு இன்பம் இல்லை
அண்ட் வீத ராக பய குரோதா குரோதா மீன்ஸ் கோபம் something that they actually feel angry against God.
வீத ராக பய குரோதம் குரோதம் அப்படின்னா கோபம் அப்படின்னு நம்ம தமிழ்ல சொல்லுவோம் சிலர் வந்து கிருஷ்ணன் மேல கோவப்படுறாங்க
கிருஷ்ணா they may not accept that against God in general they don't really know who is God but they say if he's there I don't like him
கிருஷ்ணர் அப்படின்னா யாருக்கும் தெரியாம கூட இருக்கலாம் பொதுவா கடவுள் எடுத்துக்கிட்டோம் அப்படின்னா அவர் ஒருத்தர் இருந்தா அவரை நான் வெறுக்கல
They think that, well, God should just do what I want, and if he doesn't, then, you know, we reject God.
அவங்க நினைக்கிறாங்க கடவுள் வந்து நான் என்ன நினைக்கிறேனோ அதை செஞ்சு தரணும் அப்படி இல்ல அப்படின்னா நான் கடவுள் வந்து வருகிறேன்
Practically that whole DMK came up on that principle of being against God and religion.
நடைமுறையா இந்த முழு திமுக கட்சி கூட அந்த கோட்பாட்டுடைய அடிப்படையில தான் வந்து நடந்துகிட்டு இருக்காங்க
We can say that now that they're not in power. So,
அவன் வந்து இப்ப வந்து ஆதிக்கத்துல இல்ல ஆட்சியில இல்ல
No, we're not. We're talking... I'm not actually talking about politics. We're talking about principles. Principles. Principles that we can recognize in our daily lives. These things are going... This is what Krishna says here. I'm giving practical demonstrations of what Krishna is stating here. I'm speaking from Bhagavad Gita. Yes, yes. Which means that not worshipping Krishna, which is the point that's being made by Krishna in this verse. You can say. So these Radha, Vitarada, Naya, Krodha, attachment, fear and anger. These are three principles by which one does not come to Krishna. There's one incident, this is from maybe about 70 years or more ago. If we give from the past, then people don't mind, because they're not attached to the past. If we give from the present, then people become upset.
or this is an example from Assam, so no one will get upset. Because we're not attached to Assam. If Assam falls into the ground tomorrow, no one here will care. So one man came to our Param Guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, and told him, I had a friend who, he became very religious at one point, that his daughter contracted some severe illness. And that man, he became very religious. And he would go and visit his guru every day and perform so many pujas. And he would always chant Gaura, 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 the name of Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then his daughter died in severe pain. So when his friend came to see him next time, he said, he didn't know his daughter had died. He said, how is your Gaura Bhajan going on? How is your worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going on? He said, there is no Gauranga. If there had been, he would have saved my daughter. Then it would have expanded his glory and so many people would have worshipped him. So this man who was relating the story about his friend whose daughter had died, he asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that how did he change from bhakti to an atheist so quickly? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that he was not worshipping Gauranga, but Satan in the name of Gauranga. He was not worshipping the Gauranga of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to perform kirtan in his home in the night. And one night during the kirtan, Srivas heard some crying from the back rooms. So he didn't want the kirtan to be disturbed, so he went out and stopped. Why all the women are crying? And they said, well, your son just died. He said, well, anyway, keep quiet, you can cry later, but don't disturb Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan. So later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, something happened in this house? And Srivas said, yes. What happened? Well, my son died. Why didn't you tell me? I didn't want to disturb your kirtan. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he called to that jiva who had left the body of Srivas's son. And the jiva spoke and said, yes, according to my karma, I took bath in this home and now I'm going away. And I pray for the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as I go. So this is an example, this Srivas Thakur, he was not attached to Putra Dara Viha Dishu, to home, wife, children and so on, but he was fully attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. But generally people, if they worship God, they do so to increase their material attachments. And they try to adjust religion according to their own concepts. They think, what is nice for me, and in that way I shall take up religion. But here Krishna states that one has to give up all these materially contaminated attachments, and in this way one can begin to come to Krishna. Then one can begin to have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, and that surrender to Him is the only purpose of life. Such faith is possible by Krishna's mercy, which manifests in the form of association with His devotees. Bhaktis tu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. Faith in Krishna comes about by association with His devotees. And when one begins to have such faith in Krishna, then he will make a deliberate endeavor to associate with devotees. This is described in these verses which Prabhupada has quoted, Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. When one associates with devotee means a person who has fully committed their life to Krishna, then one also desires to commit himself to Krishna. And therefore, one, under the guidance of devotees, takes up the process of what is called here bhajana kriya, activities of devotional service. These are listed, the 64 processes of devotional service are listed in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When someone is convinced that life is meant for getting out of this ridiculous material world and going to Krishna, then he will take these things up. So the processes, those 64 processes I mentioned then. One should accept the Guru, and then under his guidance one should follow the things, performing a Kadashi and chanting the holy names, visiting the temple, all these different points. And as a result of following these processes, then anartha nivritti, all the bad things in the heart become diminished. It's understood when one first comes seriously to the process of bhakti, he may still have within his heart some attachment, fear and anger. But one has sufficiently become free from them that he can take up the process of bhakti seriously. When one takes up the process of bhakti seriously, then material attachments, leanings towards impersonal understanding, with this nirguna upasana, and this anger or rejection of God, these things become cleared out. Then then one becomes fixed in understanding Krishna. One becomes very firm, and there's no going back. Yes, I must go forward always in Krishna consciousness. This feeling becomes very strong. Then one gets strong taste in bhakti. From the beginning in bhakti, there is feeling, taste, it is desirable, it is sweet. One more feels a taste for serving Krishna. When one feels the great transcendental pleasure in serving Krishna, then naturally one becomes very much attached to serving Krishna. Now here in the verse we're reading today, Krishna is stating that becoming free from attachment, one can start to worship me. But in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes a verse in which asakti, which again means attachment, this is attachment to Krishna, this is recommended as very good. So material attachment, that binds us to this material world. But attachment to Krishna binds us to Krishna. Krishna is not a product of this material world. Krishna is transcendental to this material world. This material world is a product of Krishna. So by becoming attached to Krishna, then we automatically transcend this material attachment. It's a very simple process. People try, some people, not very many, especially in the modern age, but some people are trying to get free from this material world. And they do so by performing severe austerities like this. But a much more effective method is simply to develop one's attachment to Krishna. Because Krishna is fully transcendental beyond this material world. So if we become attached to Krishna, then automatically we cross into transcendence. And as we become more and more attached to Krishna, then our transcendental ecstatic feelings for Krishna develop, which develops more and more into full love of Krishna, Krishna prema. These are the different stages of development of devotional service to Krishna. Mostly people have, and no idea of this, or if they have an idea of it, not a very clear idea. There are many misunderstandings about who is Krishna and what is the process of bhakti. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given this Bhagavad Gita as it is, just to make the matter very clear, that to point out very clearly that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not a personality of this material world. He is not devoid of personality, he is full of personality, but his personality is not contaminated by this material world. And everything that is going on in this world, whether it's so-called religious or political or social or educational or whatever it may be, which is not aimed at surrendering to Krishna, then it is simply another form of illusion. It will bind us to this material world. So, as Krishna is indicating here, one has to develop pure love for Krishna by giving up all material attachments, attachment to the impersonal method of worship, or rejection of God. Should I do that one at a time? By giving up material attachments? By giving up this concept of God as being impersonal, and by outright rejection or anger against religion and God. These are all obstacles on the path of understanding Krishna. So if one can understand this essential point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am his eternal servant, my only real interest is in serving him, then you know, this point is being made by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. And actually throughout all the Vedic literatures. And if one can simply understand this point, then with this faith one can go forward and follow the process of Krishna bhakti. Become purified by that process. And go to Krishna, which is the perfection of love, as described in this verse. Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mamapashvitaha bhava jnana tapasa dhama bhavavagataha. Alright, is there any question about this?
What is attachment?
What is
meaningful
attachment?
Yeah, that we were discussing in the both in the purport and the class.
Which?
So which point didn't you understand?
I
know, but what point do you think the others didn't understand?
No, sir, I'm not an asking for myself.
Yeah, but what didn't you? I discussed it in the class.
Detachment
is called. Detachment means, as I quoted, I think, three times in the class from Bhagavad Gita, Anisha Anavishvamba Putra Dara Vihadishu. These are the main basic attachments that one has to home, wife, and children. This is explained in detail in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pumsastriya mitam bhavanetam tayoraho hriya pantimaho ato griha kshetram sutapta vitaya janasya moho yamaham ameti. It is described that the basic principle of material existence is attachment between male and female.
அதுல விளக்கப்பட்டுள்ளது இந்த பௌதீகத்துல இருக்கக்கூடியதுலே ஒரு ஆணுக்கும் பெண்ணுக்கும் இருக்கக்கூடிய அந்த பற்றுதல் தான் காரணம் அப்படின்னு
which from that attachment expands attachment to one's home.
அந்த பற்றுதல் வந்து அது ஒருத்தருடைய குடும்பத்துக்கு விரிவடைகிறது
one's country or one's local area in which one lives.
அதுக்கப்புறம் அவர் இருக்கக்கூடிய அந்த சமூகத்துக்கோ இல்ல அந்த நாட்டுக்கோ அது விரிவடைகிறது
to children.
அப்புறம் பசங்களுக்கு
relatives,
சொந்தக்காரங்களோட
money,
பணத்துனால
and in this way one becomes illusioned and thinks in terms of me, I, me and mine.
இந்த விஷயங்கள் மூலமா ஒருத்தர் மாயம் வசப்பட்டு என்னுடையது எனக்கு என்னுடையது அப்படிப்பட்ட விஷயங்கள்லாம் ஆழ்த்துறாங்க.
In other words, one thinks that everything in relationship to this body is important.
இன்னொரு விதமா சொல்லணும் அப்படின்னா என்ன நினைக்கிறாங்க அப்படின்னா இந்த சரீரத்துக்கு சம்பந்தப்பட்டதே முக்கியத்துவம் கொடுக்குறாங்க அவங்க.
So, detachment means to understand that I am not this body and all these things which are in relationship to the body are not actually in relationship to me.
பற்றற்ற நிலை அப்படின்னா நான் இந்த சரீரம் அல்ல, இந்த சரீர சம்பந்தப்பட்டவங்க சொந்தங்கள் எல்லாமே உண்மையான சொந்தங்கள் அல்ல அப்படின்னு புரிஞ்சுக்கிறது.
So that is detachment.
இது பற்றற்ற தன்மை.
And even better than detachment is attachment to what I really am.
ஆனா இந்த பற்றற்ற நிலையை விட உண்மையிலே நான் யாரு அப்படிங்கிற நிலை மேல பற்றுக்கொள்வது.
It's not very easy just to be detached from everything all around us.
அது ரொம்ப எளிமையான விஷயங்கள் நம்ம சுற்றி இருக்கக்கூடிய விஷயங்கள் நிறைய பற்றற்று நம்ம இருக்கிறது அப்படிங்கிறது.
Because we are living beings, so by nature we want to interact with other people and other things.
நாமெல்லாம் உயிர்வாதிகள் அப்படிங்கிறதுனால நம்மளை சுற்றி இருக்கக்கூடிய விஷயங்கள் நிறைய பற்று இல்லாமல் இருக்கிறது நமக்கு கஷ்டம்.
So if we just try to stop being attached, it's not very easy. But if we become attached to Krishna, who is the transcendental personality of Godhead, this is our natural position of attachment.
நாம கிருஷ்ணனிடத்துல பற்று கொண்டோம் அப்படின்னா இந்த பௌதிக விஷயங்களுக்கு அப்பாற்பட்டு இருக்கிறவர் அதுதான் நம்மளுடைய உண்மையான பற்றுதல் கொள்ள வேண்டிய நிலை.
So if we become attached to Krishna, then very easily we can become detached from those things which bind us to this material world.
அதனால நாம கிருஷ்ணனால அதிக பற்றுதல் கொண்டோம் அப்படின்னா நம்ம இந்த பௌதிக உலகத்தோட பிணைக்கக்கூடிய மற்ற விஷயங்கள் மேல நமக்கு பற்றற்ற நிலை வரும்.
இட்ஸ் நாட் எ டிஃபிகல்ட் திங் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்.
இது புரிஞ்சுக்கிறது ரொம்ப கஷ்டமான விஷயம் இல்ல.
தட் எவ்ரிதிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் டெம்பரரி.
இந்த உலகத்தில் இருக்கக்கூடிய எல்லா விஷயங்களுமே நிலையற்றது தான்.
வி ஷால் ஒன்லி பீ ஹியர் அ ஷார்ட் டைம்.
இந்த உலகத்தில் நாம வந்து குறைந்த காலம் தான் இருப்போம்.
So better that we become attached to that which is eternal.
அதனால நாம எது நிரந்தரமானதோ அது மேல பற்றுதல் கொள்வது உத்தமம்.
Krishna is eternal, I am eternal, he is supreme, he is the eternal supreme lord, I am his eternal servant, so let me be attached to him.
Krishna நிலையானவர், நானும் நிலையானவன், கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து நிலையான உத்தமர், நான் அவருடைய சேவகர், இந்த நிலை மேல நாம பற்றுதல் கொள்வோம்.
By becoming attached to Krishna, we become detached from everything material.
Nama Krishna nala patrathu kodadu mulama ella bhauliya vishayangalilirundhu patrathu irundhom.
Any other questions?
Very well, can we have? ஏதாவது கேள்வி இருக்கா?
No, attachment and desire are not exactly the same thing. Desire comes from attachment. And attachment comes from desire. Attachment means that long standing or fixed desire. Desire is vague, but attachment means attachment to a particular thing. Just like in the in the fairy stories, like in the movies or something, they'll say that one young boy will say that to the young girl that, well, I cannot live without you.
இது வந்து திருவாங்கல்ல சொல்லப்பட மாதிரி ஒரு வாலிபன் வந்து ஒரு பெண்ணிடத்துல நீ இல்லாம என்னால வாழ முடியாது அப்படின்னு சொல்றது மாதிரி.
Actually he can. The body lives by taking food and all those things.
ஆனா உண்மையிலே அவனால வாழ முடியும். இந்த சரீரம் வந்து உணவு சாப்பிடுறது மூலமா இயங்கிட்டு
இருக்கு. Because he's become emotionally attached to another body. Then he thinks, I cannot live without this body. So this is an example of attachment. Due to that attachment, one has to take birth again and again.
இந்த பற்றுதல் இருக்கிறதுனால ஒருத்தர் வந்து திரும்ப திரும்ப பிறப்பு எடுக்கிறது.
The theme of Bhagavad Gita is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Forgetting Him, we are in this material world. Therefore, we should surrender to Him and go back to Him, back to
Krishna.
Please take one copy we have here. Well, do you have this Bhagavad Gita Ulmai Aravil? Which this Bhagavad Gita as it is, do you have that? Do you have this Bhagavad Gita as it is?
Yeah, I'm not.
This particular edition.
No,
then you won't get any benefit.
Why, sir?
Because this is Bhagavad Gita as it is, and other editions are Bhagavad Gita as it is not. That is what you explain.
In the Bhagavad Gita,
mostly people are giving their own interpretation according to their attachment, fear, and anger. They're giving their interpretation according to their material attachments. They say, just like Tilak, he's given his edition of Bhagavad Gita, you just do work. Wait a minute, I didn't finish speaking. Remain attached in this material world. That is his interpretation of Bhagavad Gita. Remain attached to this material world, that is his misinterpretation of Bhagavad Gita. Then mostly, most of the interpretations of Bhagavad Gita, they try to represent
Krishna or the Supreme Truth as something impersonal. Just like Dr. Raja Krishna has given his interpretation of the verse in which Krishna says, Manmara Bhagavan Bhakto, always think of me and become my devotee.
Dr. Radha Krishna வந்து மண்மயா அப்படிங்கிற அந்த ஸ்லோகத்துக்கு விளக்கம் கொடுக்கிறது போல.
But he has given in his purport that it is not to the person Krishna, that it is not the person Krishna that we should think of, but the unborn eternal within Krishna.
அவர் சொல்றார் அவருடைய விளக்க உரையில நாம வந்து நினைக்க வேண்டியது அந்த நவ கிருஷ்ணர் அல்ல அவருக்குள்ள இருக்கக்கூடிய பிறக்காத அந்த ஒரு விஷயத்துல அப்படின்னு.
Which is not what Krishna says. So it's not Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's Bhagavad Gita according to Dr. Radha Krishna. But we want Bhagavad Gita according to Krishna himself. And there are others who give their interpretation of Bhagavad Gita. You don't like to listen? You ask questions, but you don't like to listen to the answer? You don't like to listen to the answer? But you're not listening, you're talking. Listens. So, if one is inimical towards God and then he tries to make some commentary, then that will be the worst of all. So Krishna gives the summary of Bhagavad Gita that one should always think of him, become his devotee, surrender to him. But there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita and people read it and they become very puffed up and think I'm a great scholar of Bhagavad Gita. But they don't follow the process of bhakti yoga given by Krishna. They don't surrender to Krishna. So in the name of Bhagavad Gita, they just remain attached to this material world and don't actually come to Krishna.
அவங்க பகவத்கீதைங்கிற பேர்ல இந்த பௌதிக உலகத்துக்கு நிறைய பதிலோடு கொண்டிருக்கிறாங்க அவங்க கிருஷ்ணனுக்குள்ள வளர கிடையாது.
So these editions of Bhagavad Gita, they are practically worse than useless because they don't serve the point of Bhagavad Gita, which is that we should surrender to Krishna.
அதனால இந்த விதமான பகவத்கீதை எல்லாம் உபயோகமற்றது. ஏன் அப்படின்னா அது பகவத்கீதையினுடைய உண்மையான பொருளை வந்து கொடுக்கறது இல்ல.
So the misfortune that you've had of reading all these bogus editions of Bhagavad Gita, you can now rectify that if you can accept that actually I'm not such a greatly advanced person as I might think I am, and take Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then your actual fortune will begin. As long as we don't surrender to Krishna, even if we know all the verses of Bhagavad Gita and we can say them back to front, then there's no real value. Just like you can study, now they have a subject in the university, dairy science. Previously people used to keep cows, they would feed them grass, they would take the milk and that was it. Now they have to study in the university, dairy
science.
So you can study milk and become an expert in milk. What are the different varieties of milk? Which different cows give different types of milk? And by feeding cows, which different kind of feed, what quality of milk you get?
பசுக்களுக்கு விதவிதமான உணவு கொடுக்கிறது மூலமா எந்த தரமான பால் நமக்கு கிடைக்கும்?
What is the nutritive value of milk?
பால்ல என்ன சத்து பொருட்கள் இருக்குது?
You can become a complete expert on dairy science.
நம்ம வந்து இந்த பால் சம்பந்தப்பட்ட விஷயங்கள்ல ஒரு பெரிய நிபுணர் ஆகலாம்.
But if you don't drink milk, then you won't get any benefit from it.
ஆனா நம்ம பால் குடிக்கல அப்படின்னா அந்த பால் வந்து நமக்கு எந்த பலனும் கிடைக்காது.
So in the same way, one can become a theoretical student of Bhagavad Gita.
அதனால ஒருத்தர் வந்து பகவத்கீதை படித்தவரா இருக்கலாம்.
But unless one actually takes up what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, which is to perform his ananya bhakti, his pure devotional service, then you become an empty scholar.
ஆனா ஒருத்தர் வந்து கிருஷ்ணன் பகவத்கீதை சொல்லியிருக்கிறது, அதாவது அனன்ய பக்திய ஏற்றுக்கல அப்படின்னா அது இது மாதிரிதான் இருக்கும்.
This is what Krishna is teaching in Bhagavad Gita.
இதுதான் வந்து கிருஷ்ணன் பகவத்கீதையில சொல்றார்.
அனன்யாச்சந்திரயந்திரம் அனன்ய சேத சதத்தம் மன்மனா பகவத் ஜன்மகாபட்சமே தெரியும் விமங்க வேதி சத்தம் குணஜன்மம் நைஜி மாமேஜி சோஜம் சாவதானந்த மாமே கம்சம். Again and again, Krishna is saying, you become fully dedicated to me.
Krishna, Tumma Sura, Mulurma, Yenidakura Samanarai.
This is the message of Bhagavad Gita.
Yuda Bhagavad Gita Mulayate.
So please take it up.
Anaya, Anipa Yadu Guruna.
No use to say thank you unless you take it into your heart. No use to simply, formally, as a politeness, say thank you. That's better than throwing stones at me. Yes. So, actually I didn't give you yet. You have to take this book. Then you will get the benefit. Then you have to read it and follow it. No, you didn't listen. I said you have to read it and follow it also. Yes. Whatever, I am powerless, but I have Guru Charan here. Therefore I can say, you please take this. Take it into your home, take it into your mind, take it into your heart and practice it. And Krishna will help you. He promises that in Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita, unnayurula yetukonga. அதுக்கப்புறம் அதை மனசுல ஏற்றிட்டு உதயபூர்வமா அதை பின்பற்றுங்க. அப்ப கிருஷ்ணருடைய ஆட்சி பண்றாரு.
What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? How he helps people who come to him?
Krishna Bhagavad Gita எப்படி அவர் வந்து மக்களுக்கு உதவுன்னு சொல்ற?
தேஷாம் சதத யுக்தானாம் பஜகாம் பிரீத்தி பூர்வகம் ததாமி புத்தி யோகம் தம் ஏன மாமோபியம். Krishna says to those who are satata yukta, those who are always engaged in endeavoring for me.
Krishna sura yaru enakku sevakkiradhe mulumaya ennam kondirukkaralo,
and bhajatam priti purvakam, they worship me not simply out of formality but with an attitude of love.
Yaru enna anboda valipadraangalo,
then Krishna says to such persons, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me.
Krishna sura avangalukku na vandu buddhisari kalaka thara enidathula eppadi varanum abindrathu.
So I certainly pray to Krishna that your attachments, fear and anger, whatever they may be, that is the subject of discussion in today's verse, may be cleared away so that you can come to the very sweet, pleasing and pure path of devotional service to Krishna.
அதனால நான் கிருஷ்ணவர்களை வேண்டுகிறேன், இந்த குலோகத்தில் சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கிற மாதிரி பற்று பயம் லக்கோதம் எதுவா இருந்தாலும் அது விளக்கப்பட்டு தூய பக்தி பாதைக்கு நீங்க வரணும் அப்படின்னு.
வேற ஏதாவது கேள்விகள் இருந்தா?